Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia is on track to see the most homicides in more than a decade. And now the city is reviving an anti-violence strategy known as Focused Deterrence. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports a soft launch of the program is planned for this weekend.
Focused deterrence, also called group violence intervention, is a carrot and stick approach that targets the small number of people responsible for most violent crime. The carrot is the offer of social services and other supports. The stick is swift, certain, and severe punishment for those who persist in crime. Deputy Managing Director Vanessa Garrett-Harley says it's been successful in many cities.
I'm really optimistic and I'm prayerful and I'm hopeful that it will have the desired impact and decrease the amount of shootings and homicides out here.
Philadelphia had a successful pilot program that ended in 2018. City officials were just preparing to bring it back when the pandemic hit, which postponed it because it requires face-to-face meeting with the subjects. Garrett-Harley says the teams believe they can do it safely now, and they're starting with a small number of people in West Philadelphia.
We just want to talk. It's not a confrontational, in-your-face, stop-what-if. We do try to do a clear message that the shootings must stop.
Garrett-Harley says the program will be citywide eventually.
Shots fired over wearing a mask. Police say it took place when a man went into a Lehigh Valley store without a face covering, a mandate in PA, as you know. NBC 10's Aaron Baskerville picks up the story.
Very careless. I mean, could have hurt other people. And, you know, to get upset over something, you know, as simple as that, it's not worth it.
Stunned at what happened in the parking lot just hours earlier at Cigars International. Investigators say this surveillance video shows a man leaving the store in Bethlehem, upset after being told to put on a face mask. They say he wouldn't do it, became irate, and then fired one shot in the air as a worker followed him outside. Police say the 35-year-old unloaded two more rounds at the worker less than 15 feet away.
Unfortunately, that happened. I don't know what was on his mind, but everybody's safe.
Investigators say the suspect's name is Adam Zebarowski. The store has signs posted requiring face masks. Employees say this is the first problem they've had over mask wearing. New Jersey is among nine states and the District of Columbia that give terminally ill patients of sound mind with less than 6 months to live the legal ability to decide with the help of a consenting physician when they die. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports on how the law has been received 1 year on.
It took years to get the Aid in Dying bill passed, mostly because opponents feared it would be abused in one form or another. Quite the contrary, says Corinne Carey. She leads the group Compassion and Choices efforts in New Jersey. Take a look at how things have played out in other states.
Passing laws that authorize medical aid in dying actually spark conversations with people between themselves and their providers about what they fear about death and dying, about what their needs are.
She suggests those discussions lead to fewer people opting for a lethal prescription and even fewer actually taking it. New Jersey's health department says 12 people made use of the law in its first 5 months. The state requires two doctors to sign off that the patient is of sound mind before a prescription is approved. No doctor is required to participate, although Carey says over 40 facilities in the state allow their physicians to take part.
Doctors from Philadelphia are offering expert care to newborn patients in Camden. Here's KYW's Lynn Adkin.
The 15-bed special care nursery at Virtua Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Camden is now being staffed 24/7 by neonatologists from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Dr. Jennifer Teoseco, the director of the CHOP Newborn Care Network, says medically fragile newborns in Camden will now get the expert treatment they need when they need it.
I like that it brings the expertise normally found in the big city, such as Philadelphia, like it's known as a health mecca, and we can bring it to the local community.
She says if a baby has a more complicated medical issue that needs additional care, the young patient will be transferred to Children's Hospital.
With the crush of ever-changing coronavirus information for Philadelphia school parents to digest, would a smartphone app help them keep up? The district has thought about it, as KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
This time, there's not an app for that. Not for the Philadelphia School District, anyway. Superintendent William Height was asked at a news conference this week whether the district considered building an app that could keep parents up to date on the latest reopening developments. Height said it's something he's considered.
We have had some conversations about having some form of an app that then just pushes out information to individuals. And I think that's a great idea, something that we want to explore, but we would likely need to hire somebody to do that.
Height says the staff at school headquarters has been working 18 hours a day drawing up the back-to-school plan, so no app for now.
That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.